Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. The Fit Dad Lifestyle is a community and supplement brand where fathers support other fathers throughout the journey of fatherhood. We believe that maintaining a healthy lifestyle isn't about crash diets and the latest workout craze. Instead, we offer dads the education, resources, and support they need to maintain a balanced lifestyle long term. There aren't a lot of dedicated community groups for dads, and we know that men are generally less likely to talk about the challenges they face in life. So we wanted to go above and beyond the meal plans and quick fixes and offer a way for fathers to communicate in a helpful, negative-free environment. Whether it's supporting your partner when a new baby arrives, balancing work and the kids, or just fitting in time to get your health and fitness back on track. This podcast aims to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to be the best father that you can be and the leader that your kids want to see you be every day. It's brought to you by Fit Dad Fuel. Fit Dad Fuel is our supplement range. Our supplement range helps support this podcast, the workouts, the online education, and the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes to help keep everything as cost-free as possible for dads worldwide. Enjoy the episode. Here it is, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast, episode 111. Rightio. First of all, apologies for the last month. It's been a crazy period in my life. My wife is 39 weeks pregnant, due any day. We've had a complete rebrand of all the Fit Dad Fuel supplement range, the website, and just life in general has been absolutely hectic. So back with it right now, and I've got a really amazing Real Talk episode today, and I can't wait for you to hear it. So let's jump straight in. Guys, I believe your biggest vulnerability is that you are too concerned to chase your dreams because of the fear of what others may say about you. Now, this could be in real life, and what I mean by real life is in person. It could be online. It could be with your neighbor. It could be with any colleagues at work, and it could be anywhere else in between. But your inability to see past the negativity that people might throw your way is what is stopping you going after those dreams, those goals, those aspirations that you had in place prior to kids. You know, think back to when you were late teens, early 20s. You were fearless. Everything was a possibility. There was nothing that could hold you back. All of a sudden, you have kids, you mature a little bit, you know, you get to that middle age of life, and all of a sudden, you're not as fearless as what you used to be. You're a lot more cautious. You're a lot more stable in your thinking. You're not goal-driven as much as what you were back in the day. And I ask myself this all the time after dealing with, you know, thousands upon thousands of you fathers within our group, through our websites, you know, and every other means possible, is why did kids stop you going after all your dreams? Sure, you know, 30, 50, 70% of your time is now taken up by the roles and responsibilities of being a parent. But why should your career, your ambitions, your passions have to go on the back burner? Why can't they coexist with the realms of being a father and coexist with, you know, not living with regret in 20 years' time by actually doing something about them right now? You know, is it not the perfect learning experience, the perfect, you know, role model to show your children on how to follow through with what it is that you're wanting to take? And that could be learning guitar and putting out a song. It could be starting a business. It could be climbing the highest mountain. It could be, you know, progressing through the career in the current job that you're in and that you love. You know, having children should be what motivates you to continue these things and should be what motivates you to actually go after them more than ever. Because all of a sudden, you've got a set or a few pairs of eyes looking at you, wishing, rooting, and hoping that dad is going to achieve his goal. Because if dad achieves his goal, then everyone wins. You're happy, your kids are happy, your partner's happy. And guess what? In 20 years' time, you're not looking back at this point in your life and going, fuck, I wish I did that back then. I wish I never used XYZ as an excuse. I wish I showed my kids what it is like to chase a dream, what it's like to fail, what it's like to succeed, what it's like to pick yourself back off the ground and continue pushing through, regardless of all the adversity out of there, regardless of what everyone else is saying. And I think that's what needs to happen in your life right now. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, I want you to think back on the last 3, 6, 9 months, or even 3, 6, 9 years, and think of all the things that you've put off because it's too hard. It's going to take too much time. I haven't got enough hours in the day because of the demands of fatherhood. You know, and really work out, okay, what do I reckon that I can actually achieve right now? What can I put in place to ensure that my goals, my dreams, my passions can coexist with that of raising my children, working my job, you know, doing everything around the house and everything else that goes with demands of life in, you know, this current day? Because I guarantee there is a way. I guarantee there is a father with the same roles and responsibilities as you who works the same, if not more, hours that has achieved that goal that you're going after. It's been done before. There's a blueprint already out there somewhere. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can find this person on social media, on YouTube, on a podcast, on Google. You can work out how he did it, how she did it, how they did it. And I think that is the biggest advantage that we have in the current day, is there is so much free education, tutorials, learnings, and everything else out there that you don't have to reinvent the wheel anymore. You don't have to go in blindsided and try and figure it out from the start. 90% of the things that you want to do have been done by someone. You might have to just figure out the last 10, or figure out how you can implement that 10% and how that applies to your current life. So guys, stop sleeping on your dreams. Because I can guarantee that in 20 years' time, the regret then of looking back to what you could be achieving today is going to hurt far more than the pain, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the sacrifices that you might have to do today is going to hurt a lot less than that regret then. So guys, be the example, be the motivation, be the inspiration. Do it with your children. If it's possible, allow them to join in. Experience it together. Do the highs together. With the lows, show them the learnings. Show them how to overcome everything else that you're hitting along the road, all the speed bumps, all the stop signs. And guys, do it because every other person online, at work, family, friends, neighbors, colleagues, whatever the case is, they don't want you to succeed. So do it because they all fucking think you'll fail. Do it so you can fucking do it and show them that you know what you're doing, that you are chasing your dreams, that you are being the perfect role model, the perfect example, the perfect motivation for your children, and you don't give a fuck what anybody else out there thinks about your mission, your dreams, or your aspirations. Get after it, dads, because I believe in you. The question is, do you believe in you? Happy Wednesday. We'll speak to you soon.